Tampa Bay's 10 Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The most popular music ever recorded. The music
Looking
of your
for
life
a great
right
night's
here.
Sleep? Then call John Joa's Discount Mattress. They offer pillow tops, memory foam beds, and hotel beds. Twin sets starting at $169, fulls $225, queens $245, and kings $275. Visit them at 2255 Starkey Road in Largo, 727-639-2627. That's 727-639-2627 for John Joa's Discount Mattress. Since 1969, Royalty Fine Jewelers has been buying gold and diamonds, performing repairs, custom designs, appraisal services, and changing watch bands and batteries. Up to 30 to 70% off in-stock jewelry. Financing and layaway available. Visit them at 33871 US 19 in Palm Harbor in the Sable Ridge Shopping Center. Call them at 727-585-9399. That's 727-585-9399. And visit their website, RoyaltyFineJewelers.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. Are you renovating, remodeling, or building? The source for all your materials from start to finish is Bay Area Materials. Whether it's lumber, hardware, garden supplies, building materials, home centers, windows, doors, frames, accessories, Bay Area Materials has it ready for you. Located at 6196 126th Avenue in Largo, you can visit them in person or give them a call at 727-535-2122. That's 727-535-2122. The knowledgeable staff at Bay Area Materials can help you get what you need to finish that big project. Don't have construction knowledge? That's okay. Their knowledgeable staff are ready and willing to help. That's Bay Area Materials, 6196 126th Avenue in Largo. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. 727-535-2122.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. We are here live at the brand new location of Gateway Subs at 2525 South Pasadena Avenue. And they are doing a big promotion today of the first 100 customers get a free full-size custom-made sub. So we're going to be walking around and talking to some people that are here today, and we're going to be interviewing some of the people that work here. So, hi, how are you?
I'm doing lovely.
And what's your name?
My name is Marielle. I help out with social media at Gateway Sub.
Awesome. Very cool. So, this is very exciting. Second location. And it's also the one-year anniversary of the first location, guys, which is located at 3112 3rd Avenue North and the Kenwood Plaza. Yes, so this is their second location, 2525 South Pasadena. You got to come out and check them out today, guys.
Free subs all day long.
All right, free subs, and they're so good. I just had one. So, so good. And it's a whole 12-inch sub, custom-made. Put whatever you want to put on it, and they're really, really, really good. Fresh, nice white bread, and it's a beautiful location right here looking at the water down here in Pasadena. It's very, very beautiful out today, and we're standing right in the front window, and we can see the ocean. Great place to work.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Great view over here.
So do you work at the other location as well?
Yes. I help out at both locations whenever they need it, but the majority of my work is just kind of behind the scenes, taking videos and getting the word out.
Very good. So where can we find you on social media?
You can find us at gateway.com.
gateways.subs on IG and Facebook. All right, so you guys can go on there and look for special offers or location or any information you need about Gateway Subs. But like I said, today we are here live at 2525 South Pasadena Avenue, and it's the grand opening of the second store. It's very nice group of guys, too. It must be awesome to work with them, right?
Oh, yeah, that's the thing that most people love about us most is we're really great with the customer service, and they care about the people that walk through the doors and the sandwich that they're making. So it's a great crew over here.
That's awesome. And I've known the guys for a year now, and I just think it's amazing. Like, they're, 25, 26 years old, just graduated from college, last year. And they met at college and decided to open a business. And now this is 1 year later, opening a second location. I think that's just awesome. We got to come out and support small business. These are young entrepreneurs that are doing very well. And here we are with Brian.
Tammy's the backbone of this company. I'm serious. Thank you, Tammy, for being here, setting this up. What we're going to do is going to go to Dad. You're on the radio right now. Go to the Mama. Mama, can you come here? Tell us. And we can get you a tape of this show, too. So tell us what... I know we're supposed to talk about the sub shop and all that, Gateway Subs, but tell me about your son.
Oh, boy, Grant worked on this concept for most of COVID, opened up the first one, and we were extremely proud of him, and came together with his friends and partners and opened the second one. Almost to us, it seemed seamlessly, but I know they worked tirelessly and with so much creativity and loves to roast coffee, make subs, make everybody happy, come on in and feel like you're at home.
And they make it fresh to order, which I noticed.
They do. They do.
Which makes a difference.
Right.
Really big time.
Right.
So what is it about your son, too? How was he as a child?
Always a good student, competitive, likes sports. Went to Kelly School of Business, wanted to do something in business, and then came up with this concept of doing the subs.
Wow. Could you imagine? How many locations do you think there'll be in 10 years?
Oh, boy. Grant would probably say, Grant will say 100. We'll see. But
big, make big.
Right. One at a time.
You got to be very proud of him.
We're very, very proud.
And if you heard me on the radio show, have you ever listened to the radio show when we've had him on?
No, we live on the East Coast.
You can actually watch it on YouTube. We have cameras in the studio.
We'll have
to. We're heard in five counties. And, but anyhow, we're on AM 106.1 FM, and then we're also on 1340 AM, and then we're on YouTube because we have cameras in the studio.
Beautiful.
So, Grant, we're just telling you how proud. And then what I say to him, and I always say this, if I was your father, I'd be so proud of you. Don't I say that to you all the time?
He does all the time. Right?
Great to hear. Thank you.
Because you have to be proud.
Very proud.
All right, Grant, so tell us what's going on. Why two? Where's number three going?
We don't know yet. No number three yet. But this is good. We had, so far we served 110 people. We probably only have a dozen or two breads left. Free subs until we run out. Great event. We had prior mayor of St. Petersburg, Christman, come. We had the mayor of South Pasadena show up. And then we had so many good friends and family of the Gateway community that we've been able to... bring it, into our own little community over the past year, and it's the 1 year anniversary of our first Gateway over at the other shop, and it's the next 1 year anniversary.
Is it exactly for the 1 year anniversary?
November 8th.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I was just thinking too is that with you as family, you come to give us your slogan.
Come to Gateway, come as a friend, or come as a customer, leave as a family member.
Wow. Is that something?
Got a big family.
Right. You know, where love is, God is, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all know that, right? And when you love what you do, you've never worked a day in your life.
Nope.
And I can see the joy in your heart and the love. By the way, the guy that made the sandwich, you know what I said to him, too? I said, man, this is like the most perfection sandwich. So I'm going to say this to you, right? I'm going to say this to you personally. You've been doing this for a long time. And do you know what he said to me? A quarter of his life. The guy over there, he used to work at a competitor. He just, like, the way he did it, it was like an art. He was like an artist.
We have the ability to recruit great people and to expand the herd.
Right. So now you have somebody that's high quality. You can't buy experience. right? And this guy made the best sandwich, and he did it to perfection. And then I knew that he's been doing it for a long time.
That's the gateway way.
That's the gateway.
Doing it to perfection.
So now you have family here. Tell us about your mom. That's it. So you have, and then tell us about your dad.
Dad's a supporter. He's a rock star. He comes over all the time and helps me when I need him.
So you see what I mean by that is why I'm saying that. It's a family operation. We say mom and pop, right? Support your local family operation. You got your mom here, your dad here. Now tell us who we got here.
We have Ms. Kanya, videographer, good neighbor. And then Aunt Val, who was changing my diapers.
Yeah.
I can remember. And she came over 4 hours from Boca Raton as well.
Wow.
To support. Yeah, it's a big family affair.
That's We're very proud of him.
But
we always knew that he was going to
make
sandwiches.
We expect big things.
Oh, but I think more important is his personality and the joy he brings. Business is business, don't get me wrong. But I feel like you really enjoy what you're doing. You bring fun to the game.
Yep, my little bakery.
It's your little bakery. In closing, what would you like to say about Gateway Subs?
I don't know. 1 year in, 99 years ago. I'll be here for a long time.
God bless you. Thank you to the family. And what we're going to do is talk to a couple customers. Is that okay?
Whatever you want to do,
guys. Thank you. Anyhow, this is great. The Subway. Can we, we're on the radio. Can we talk to you? Yes. Tell us what makes Gateway Subs so great.
It's just so unique. You really don't see this kind of hoagie or sandwich anywhere in the South Florida area outside of maybe Fort Lauderdale, Miami. The quality, the customer service, the product they put out, the coffee, the breakfast, all around is just incredible. And hands down, the best sauces in the game. It's not even close. It's really just a really special place all around.
Tell us about working with Grant.
Oh, my gosh. There's no words to describe the kind of person that he is. He operates from a place of people first. And that's just a unique characteristic for a young person and a young business owner to want to go out and make a big difference in the community, to make a big difference within their organization, and to find ways to truly develop the people around him. So just being a part of his life, being one of his best friends, is an absolute blessing. He's just such a special person, for the community.
Man, I thought the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely, brother.
And what's your name?
I'm Eric.
Thank you, buddy. We're going to go talk to some more people. Yes, who would like to get? Oh, my friend over there doing the slicing. He's the slicer. Yes. After he finishes slicing, we're going to get him on the air real quick. He's a radio star. I wish it was TV. We'd film him. Because he's got the looks for it. Yes, I got a face for radio. So, Tammy, what do you think of the event so far?
I think this is amazing. I'm so happy to see so many people have turned out for this great event. This is just a great group of guys. They're only 25, 26 years old. They just graduated from college last year. They all went into business together, and they're all friends. And this is their second location. Yes. So we are here, guys, at 2525 South Pasadena Avenue. Come out, free subs all day. Full 12-inch subs made to order. Delicious. Fresh bread, fresh donuts. You got chips, drinks, and great faces to look at.
Yeah, and then they said they had they did the ribbon cutting today. They had the mayor of St. Pete here and the mayor of Pasadena. Wow, that's amazing. What?
You can get a sub, go over, and actually look at the ocean. We're looking at trees and ocean and little benches. You can sit outside and have your lunch, guys. It's a beautiful day.
Right, this is the way to go. You know, I almost would put the chairs here.
Right. So you can look outside.
So you can look outside. You know what I mean?
It's an awesome view.
Wow, it's so beautiful.
It is, right?
Ribbon cutting. It says it right there. It was today. Did you realize that it's the 1 year to the day they opened up their last location?
And that is 1 year anniversary today, so this is going to be their anniversary for both stores.
Right. Unbelievable. Yeah, and I just had the sub. Everything was fresh. But I was telling Grant that the thing is that how professional it's done. Would you like to... Radio. Yeah, yeah, come on. Okay. Wow. He's the youngest looking one, too, by the way. You get told that. You get told that, right? I get you get carded. Anyhow, but you know what the thing is? Young entrepreneurs. We do a show after this one called the Entrepreneur Hour. And what we try to do is find out from people like what mistakes they made, the opposite of what they did right. So this way we can give learning curves to people like you. You probably made mistakes along the way, things you might have done different. We'd love to have you on the Entrepreneur Show. It's on between 6 and 7. Yeah, but tell us a little bit about Gateway Subs.
Gateway Subs, you know, we really care about people, care about fresh ingredients. You know, we spent a lot of time trying a bunch of different meat providers. Came down to it, chose Death Deli, best stuff we can find. Got the best roast beef in St. Petersburg. I'll put my name on that for sure. Yep.
What's your first name?
My first name is Brandon. Last name is Rudis. Yep. So good because we pay extra. We get up. We get it trimmed. So it's 100% USDA.
Just for certified.
A roast beef sandwich, I remember. Oh, yeah. Best stuff in town. Everybody gets the big beef or the roast beef. Throw some horseradish aioli on it. You know, we'd make some sauces in-house. We try to keep it local. Do some good stuff around here.
Do you know the bulk addresses?
Yep, the first one is 3112 3rd Ave North, St. Petersburg, Florida. This one is 2525 South Pasadena. There we go, Unit O. I know the unit.
What's the phone number for both? Do you know that?
727-954-3175 for the first one, and this one is...
Wow, what a good
bam, one. Bam, 727-289-9634.
Did you see how sharp she was?
Yes,
what? She has your back. Seriously, that's what I call, that's what I'm talking about. Do you see what you just did? Right, that's what can someone be sharp? You know what I'm saying? You are sharp.
Big old Gateway family here.
Yes, do you got a second? Yeah, so.
Can we ask you, we're live on the radio right now. How did you hear about it and have you ever been before?
I've never been here before. I heard about it on social media, and it seemed like a lot of good energy. I've been hearing about them for quite a while. I'm local, and I wanted to come check it out.
You're going to be really happy you did.
That's it. Right. Let me just talk to him real quick. So tell us, my friend, why do you think Gateway Subs second, 1 year anniversary, number two, when do you plan on opening number three?
You know, we have an open mind and an open heart, so when an opportunity comes, we'll pounce on it if we think it's the right one. And, you know, we got a good group of guys. We keep adding a bunch of really great employees, good core, good foundation. So I'd say sooner rather than later.
What's your first name?
Morgan. Morgan Zook.
Yes. So are you happy with what's going on here?
Oh, 100%. I'm a lot happier than I could have ever imagined. Customers are great. The radio Talksman that comes in, he's a great guy too. And just great sandwiches and great times.
Zip, zip, zippy.
Zip, zip, zippy.
Zap, zap, zappy.
Zap, zap, zappy.
H-A-P-P-Y.
I'm happy. I like it. Good
Gateway
stuff, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
Gateway. So let's do the last 2 minutes. You wanted to say something? Oh, this young man here, do you want to talk on the radio? You know, I actually talked about you guys being up here, how professional you were.
Yeah, so we talked about you all the time.
Yes. So it's really good what's going on here. There's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of people here. The place is packed. They were supposed to give out 100 subs. It turns out they're way over that now. They only have a few left. The success of this grand opening was beyond the pale, and we're very proud to be associated with Grant and his family. And did you want to get on one last time? Did you pick on how sharp you were, how you had his back? What's your name?
I get that a lot. My name is Marielle.
That's sharp, right? You had his back.
Oh, yeah. I got the intuition, ladies' intuition.
Ladies'
awareness.
So tell us about Grant.
Grant is a fantastic character. He brought all of us together. Definitely very selfless. He did whatever he could to get us all out to St. Petersburg. Under one roof, he took the smallest room in the house, and yeah, he's been a great visionary for us.
And here's his dad. Say hello. Nope. His dad's got to be so proud of him.
Whole family came out.
Yes.
Good kids, because, you know, when I used to hire people that graduate from school, it shows you can take on a project and complete it. But are you a college grad, too?
Grant and I went to college together.
Amazing. It's all young college kids here, graduates. So it's a young group here, 23, 24 years old, and you guys are making it happen.
Learning as we go, but it's been pretty great so far.
What's the Gateway motto? You come as customers and you leave as family? Let me hear you say that.
Come as a customer, leave as family.
Gateway Subs. Two locations now. Do you know both locations? Tell us both locations.
So in historic Kenwood, just a couple blocks away from Grand Central District, we got 3112 3rd Ave North. And then our South Pasadena location is 2525 Pasadena Ave South.
Unbelievable. Great job, young lady. And your name is?
Marielle.
Marielle. And your name is?
Oh, Valerie.
And your name is?
I'm Connie.
And Connie. And then we got to go to Mommy.
Lynn.
Lynn. So anyhow, you got to be very proud of your son. Okay. God bless you. All right.